This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily announced Wednesday it will print its final edition after authorities arrested staff and froze its assets using a sweeping new national security law, silencing the city's most China-critical media outlet. The decision is the latest blow to Hong Kong's freedoms and deepens unease over whether the International Finance Center can remain a media hub as China seeks to stamp out dissent. Small crowds gathered outside the paper's headquarters Wednesday evening, shouting messages of support and shining mobile phone lights as journalists put together the Swan Song edition. The end of the popular tabloid, which mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power, has raised alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. A Russian military ship fired warning shots at a British Royal Navy destroyer after it entered Russian waters in the Black Sea, and a Russian jet dropped bombs in its path, Interfax cited Russia's defense ministry as saying Wednesday. The HMS Defender left Russian waters soon afterward, having ventured as much as 3 kilometers inside, the ministry said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday it's crucial that Libya holds a national election in December. Blinken, speaking at a peace conference in Berlin, said it's the only way to ensure peace and stability in the North African country. He said for Libya to be sovereign, stable, unified, secure, and free from foreign interference, quote, urgent agreement is needed on constitutional and legal issues, end quote. This is VOA News. The owners of private generators that provide a vital backup to Lebanon's decrepit power grid warned Wednesday of their own cuts due to lack of fuel as the country's economic crisis deepens. The national network is prone to blackouts and in some areas only manages to provide power for 2 hours a day. That forces many Lebanese to pay a separate bill for a backup from neighborhood generators run by private firms. With the Lebanese economy facing its worst crisis in a generation and the currency in freefall, private suppliers have warned they are struggling to secure enough fuel to keep running. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, are set to meet Wednesday to assess the possibility of a link between rare cases of heart inflammation and the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and from Moderna. The CDC has been investigating cases of heart inflammation mainly in young men for several months. The Israeli Health Ministry earlier this month said it saw a possible link between such cases and Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. During the committee meeting, the agency will present details of more than 300 confirmed cases of heart inflammation reported to the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration among the over 20 million adolescents and young adults vaccinated in the U.S. Switzerland will scrap most of its remaining coronavirus restrictions this weekend, the government announced Wednesday, including for entry into the country, despite concerns about the Delta variant. Remaining outdoor mask-wearing rules will be dropped starting Saturday, and the requirement to work from home will be downgraded to a recommendation. Shops will be able to open at full capacity, while the limit on the numbers of people at restaurant tables will be lifted. The landlocked European country is also easing its entry restrictions. People entering Switzerland from the 25 other countries in Europe's Schengen area will not need to go into quarantine. Ukraine is considering strengthening border controls over travelers from the United Kingdom, India, Russia, and Portugal in a bid to prevent the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, the health minister said Wednesday. Ukraine, which has been recording a significant decline in new infections, earlier this month considerably relaxed travel requirements, lifted many of its domestic restrictions, but extended some lockdown measures until August 31st. Alcohol, high fives, and talking loudly will be banned for the reduced numbers of Olympic ticket holders allowed into venues around Japan for next month's delayed 2020 Olympic Games because of the coronavirus. I'm Diane Roberts.